Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at about this time, Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. Sometimes when we talk and I ask you what's going on and your answer is, nothing. It's been pretty peaceful. We can't really say that about this past week, unfortunately. I will always take that over what's been going on. You were involved in an interstate, multi-state look for a couple of kids that were found. Is that right?
Yes, sir, we were. Last week, we were contacted by authorities out of Louisiana, and specifically the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they asked us to assist them in locating a subject that had stolen a car and kidnapped some children out of their jurisdiction. In short order, after looking into that, we located the children in the car. However, the kidnapping suspect was nowhere to be found. So as soon as we figured out we had had the right person, we went after pursuing her, and we didn't let up until she called and says, you know, I'm tired of being hunted. I want y'all to come get me. And she turned herself in.
So she abandoned the kids in the car and took off on foot, or what happened?
She left the children in the car at somebody's residence when she realized, I assume, now I'm making an assumption here, when she realized that we were looking for her, she left them in somebody else's custody and took off.
But on foot, she didn't have a different vehicle or anything like that?
At this point, I don't know exactly how she got out of there.
Okay.
It's quite likely that somebody assisted her, but at this point, I don't know.
Wow. It sounds... And I mean, I'm third person looking at it, but I mean, are we talking? Was this arrest? Was this Baker Act? What's the status?
She was arrested.
Okay, wow.
She was arrested,
and the kids are back home safely now, or?
I'm not sure exactly where they are right now. We got them last week, so they should be back with the appropriate custodial authority.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, you know, the kids are safe. That's the most important thing. That's the one that I'm the most interested in. I guess we also had a shooting on Friday night. Is that right?
We did. You know, we had a disturbance. An argument took place in a Gulf Breeze neighborhood over speeding, of all things. And it wound up with two people going to jail. During the argument, one of the actors struck the other person's vehicle with a bat or a pipe or something, breaking off the side view mirror. And not to be outdone, the guy in the truck fired two shots in the ground in front of the other. So the first moron was arrested for criminal mischief, and the second was arrested for aggravated assault.
Good Lord. Is this now, when you say over speeding, I'm guessing that this is, you know, homeowner is angry at the driver for speeding through a residential neighborhood, maybe with past incidents as well in mind, comes out, yells at him, and that's how this all starts. Am I on the right track here?
Hey, I'm not aware of any previous confrontation between these two.
Okay.
But yes, it was. He was alleging that the other fellow was driving too fast through his neighborhood. And so he went out and had words with him, and the driver of the vehicle actually departed the area to go home and get a gun and return.
Oh no! No!
This was a real meeting of the minds.
Okay. Do you have what street was that, or what neighborhood do you know?
That was Government Drive in Gulf Breeze.
Okay. All right. And look, I not to excuse anything, but I will tell you, as a homeowner with kids, I get the anger that people have.
Oh, certainly.
And none of that justifies violence, but you know, I think there's all of us have had in our minds, you know, if only I could. Well, you can't. That's not legal. So, and certainly returning to the scene to escalate with a deadly weapon is not, as you said, the meeting of the minds. And then you also, I guess there was a home invasion robbery in the Milton area. Is that right?
Early Thursday morning last week, we responded to a residence in Milton after we received a report of another home invasion robbery. According to the victims of this one, five suspects armed with masks or wearing masks with guns, one supposedly had a bat and the other had a knife, came in the victim's home, forced their way in, and took the cell phone, a very small amount of currency, and departed. Now, obviously, this is an ongoing investigation, so I don't have a whole lot of additional information, but our investigators are currently working on that.
And I'm sorry, I must have missed it, or maybe you didn't say, the homeowner was present, not present. If it's a robbery, I guess they were present. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, yes. God, the homeowner was there.
Well, luckily, they were okay and that nothing happened, so, man. Okay, wow. I feel like we need a good news. You got any good news? You got any promotions or service activities or just something we can remind people how great of a place Santa Rosa County is for a minute?
You know, that's a good point. We don't have any promotions that we haven't discussed, but, you know, this is, as you noted at the beginning of our segment, this is really an anomaly for Santa Rosa. This has been a busy week, but like you've noted before, more often than not when Monday mornings when we speak, we don't have anything of this nature to talk about. So I would just remind folks, this really is an anomaly for Santa Rosa County.
Wow. All right. Yeah, and absolutely true. I mean, I can attest to it. The many times when I ask you and you say, yep, not much, and then we talk about sort of general cop stuff, which is fine. That's useful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Tucker, he is
our
chief deputy for Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, I look forward to talking to you again next week. I appreciate the service, and I hope that we have nothing to share next week. How about that?
Sounds good, Andrew. We'll talk to you then.